Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Wait, by the way, we're so fucking nervous.
We're so nervous.
Becca just ate her feelings in avocado toast.
I just ate seven pieces of avocado toast.
In a row.
It's in my teeth. I'm also sweating. It's December and my vagina is wet. With sweat. Okay. First of all, before we get started, thank you guys for showing up for the best day ever. Who knew such terrible women could bring together such incredible women?
I do have to say, this is all pretty much to Becca, because Kelty and I didn't want to do an event because we thought there were
people
here.
Yeah, I was like, no one's going to come. It's going to make me feel bad about myself. And Becca, if you do everything, I'll come. So, and I was like, I've never had a birthday party without a wait list, so this is going to be fine.
Must be nice, Becca.
Yeah. So thanks for coming for my party. First of all, I want to say, fucking women, right? We have the most incredible fans, listeners, but among those people are our female team.
Yep.
It's all women, except for Ricky, my manager, who's basically a woman, and our agent, Josh, who's an honorary Lady Gang member.
And also the jeans man that's handing out champagne.
How hot is jeans man?
You're welcome.
But we just want to say thank you for showing us that our hobby we started 2 years ago could become something so incredibly amazing. You inspire us every day.
Yep.
And I'm going to stop before I cry.
We have a lady lawyer. We have our lady Elena.
We have so many ladies.
We have our lady agent.
Look at lady everything back there.
He's looking
hot. He's hotter than the real jeans man.
Definitely.
Anyway.
All right.
Let's go. Time to start.
Now it's time for Bad Week. Jack, it's you.
I'm going to start it off. What the hell was
Sorry,
that?
I just spilled.
I'm already drunk. I was nervous. Wait, did I fill up my cup? There's no shit. Oh, there is champagne.
Yeah, there is. I'll fill you up. Go.
Thank
you.
Just try. I'm so nervous.
Speak.
Okay. Okay. Jack.
Okay. I'll talk while Becca's filling up the drink. So, my good week was one of our favorite things, which is a good week by proxy, which means the week happened to somebody else, and I'm now taking it as my own. However, this good week was somebody else's bad week, and I found joy in it because we're terrible people, and that's just what happens. So I was recently staying at my aunt's house, and she is divorced, lives by herself, technologically advanced. She's got her shit together. And she got one of those Amazon Fire Sticks, and she was bragging to me about how she watched this life hack video on YouTube, and now she, like, can get Netflix and Hulu and all this stuff for free. So she wanted to show, like, our entire family. So she, like, gathers us all around.
Oh, God.
We sit, like, in her living room, and
is it
she's...
porn?
She was like, trying to show us, you know, how she was doing it.
How you
like,
can listen to podcasts?
What?
How you can listen to podcasts?
How you can listen to the Lady Gang. Oh. She's like, first you gotta, like, you know, press this button. Porn comes on.
What kind?
So first of all, it was just, like, the intro site to, like, youporn.com or whatever site you could choose, I guess. And she doesn't notice. So the rest of our family are just, like, looking at each other like, this is amazing. Oh, my God. When is she going to notice? And she's like, oh, you know, no, that's not right. And she kind of has bad vision, and she keeps pressing all these buttons. And it's like every button she presses just keeps getting more down the rabbit hole of youporn.com to where it's, like, started off as, like, a nice, like,
a family porn.
A nice, yeah, you know, a starter series.
A makeup.
And then it's just, like, girl on girl, then anal, then furries, then all this shit until she finally realizes, and then she's like, oh, oops.
And I'm like, this is literally a gift from God. Thank you for this good week.
Thank you, Aunt Catherine. What's your bad week?
My bad week. So every time that like I think that life is going great and like I'm like, you know what? I don't know if I have a bad week this week. So I have to like pull something out of the archives. It's like God is looking down upon me and it's just like, Jacqueline, here's your bad week. So is everybody ready to hear about the worst date I've ever been on in my entire life?
I know I am.
So to preface this, Becca and I and my mom got chemical peels a couple
weeks
ago.
What? I didn't. What are you talking about?
Becca's perfect. She never gets anything done. Mm-mm. So we got this chemical peel done, and for anybody that doesn't know how a chemical peel works, they like rub acid on your face, and then like 48 hours later, your skin starts peeling off. So we get this done on a Monday, and for 48 hours, your skin is supposed to look amazing. Like you're going to be glowing, and it's all tight. You don't have to wear makeup. So we got this done on a Monday. I had a first date on a Tuesday with this guy that I had been talking to.
Terrible scheduling.
But he seemed awesome, and like he was a lawyer, and he was going out of town after, so I'm like, you know what? My skin's going to be great. I don't have to wear makeup. Might as well go. Mm-hmm. So I get to the date. He's sitting at the bar, and, you know, we start talking. I look great because my skin looks amazing. Like, I am feeling myself. You know, we're getting to know each other. He's asking me what I do. I'm like, I have this podcast. We talk about, like, dating and relationships, and he's like, oh, I better not end up on it. I'm like, no, it's only like bad dates. Like the worst dates I ever go on end up on the podcast, not this one. So we're talking, and then I'm like kind of like leaning over the bar, and I touch my face, and I'm like, oh, fuck. It's starting. Like, it's
the
my
peel.
Skin. Is.
It happens like this, like your period.
It happens like that, and then once your skin starts peeling off, it has a mind of its own, and it just, like, spreads. And there's just skin everywhere. And also, when you have a peel, you can't peel the skin off because it ruins the skin underneath. So then you just have to let the skin just, like, hang off your face. So I'm sitting there for, like...
It's like baby foot.
It's like baby foot, yes. For your face, literally.
Yes.
And your skin just peels off. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, how long can I last before I have to go to the bathroom and try to, like, take the skin off my face? So I waited, like, half an hour. Went to the bathroom, which was a communal bathroom like situation.
Which I hate. And we need a space for ourselves.
We do. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, I have these little scissors and I start like cutting off the skin on my face. And it's to the point of no return that like I gotta go back and tell this guy that like we have to cut our date short and reschedule.
When's the wedding?
So I go out there, and I tell him, and he's, like, very understanding, and we talk about rescheduling, and then he goes to pay the bill, and three things happen. First thing, he pays the bill, goes to stand up, he is 6 inches shorter than he said on his dating profile. I was taller than him. Second thing that happened, he picked something up from the side of his seat. It was a denim fedora.
What?
A denim fedora.
Oh, no.
Your favorite! And then, lastly, we go outside to get an Uber, and he pulls out an e-cig.
It's iconic.
Oh, that's iconic.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Yeah, our babies will be tiny.
Oh. Would you like to go? I can feel her. She wants to go.
Can anybody feel Kelty's like insane energy right now?
She's only wearing a watch because she has to keep track of time. We can't go over. I would like to, for my good week, bring up the newest issue of Us Weekly. I'll just go to the front where the most important things are.
No. Probably not.
There's me! Now, the reason this is my good week, because it was a plan that I hatched so well. I saw Kaylee Cuoco wear that star dress, and I wrote the PR people. Don't talk about that yet. I wrote the PR people, and I was like, I would love to wear that dress, and I'm going to do a who wore it better. And they were like, great, for sure, let's get it. So they lent me the dress. I wore it to the Cuoco premiere. I looked amazing, although the picture they picked in Us Weekly is disappointing. I don't know who Stephanie Beatriz is. I think she's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but anyway, whatever. So I wore the dress knowing that I was going to get some Who Wore It Better love from the rags. But what happened was, usually, as you know, I'm a Z-list celebrity, so I get in the Z-list mags, like Life and Style.
Also known as Z-list for Americans.
Oh, right. OK Magazine, like, you know, the tabloids that are trashy. It really is. On the hierarchy of tabloids, People and Us are like the A-list, okay?
It's true. It's
so when
Gucci
I saw myself
magazines.
In the Us Weekly, I was so excited. Now, I did lose. Kaylee Cuoco, 40% wore it best. Stephanie, who I've never heard of, 32%. Me, 28%. But it doesn't matter, because guess who's in the third page of Us Weekly? Millions of people are going to be looking at me being extra hot. And you better believe that I made Elena get me 5 copies, and I've already pasted one of them into my scrapbook.
Bad week.
So, I know you're all emotionally scarred after the tampon story of last week. Even Chris had to say to me, Kelty, if it's not something you can tell me, it's probably not something you should tell the world. And I was like, no, but it's my lady gang. So, as you guys know, I'm very famous, and when I'm at the airport, people recognize me all the time. And I'm at the airport a lot. And so, I was in the airport line for the bathroom, because I was flying Delta, not my regular American, and I was in the peasant line.
Woo-woo!
And I could see that people knew who I was. And this girl behind me was like, I love your work. And I was like, thanks, girl. I didn't know what work she was talking about, but I'll take any of it. So then we both go, 2 stalls open at the same time. We go into side-by-side stalls. I'm on my period. Always. I don't know how this happens.
Me too.
And I have to change my tampon. So I take the tampon out and I put the new tampon in. Now the ladies will understand what I'm talking about. You know when you put the new tampon in, but it might be a heavy flow day and there's some remnants on the applicator? I'm sorry, you're 4, you're too young for this story. Anyway, you know there's some remnants. Can you nod so I don't feel alone? Thank you. Okay, so there's some remnants on the tampon applicator. And I go to do what I normally do at the airport, which is to put, like, the applicator in the little paper sandwich bag that's in the little tin thing that you open, right? The feminine hygiene trash. So I go to put it in, and I'm like, just...
You don't flush your tampons?
You're not supposed to. It's not good for the...
Oh, applicator.
It's the plastic.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So I go to plop the applicator into the lunch bag thing, and then I hear it go onto the floor in the stall next to me, because there was no trash. It was just a hole with a little flap, and it went right next door to my fan. So guess what I did, everyone? I ran out of there faster than you've ever seen me run. I didn't wash my hands. I didn't pass go. I was like, I'm out. It wasn't me. So,
wow.
Bad week.
Wow. Well, Becca. This is going to be a tampon-centric day, so I'm sorry for the 3 men who are here, except Jeans Man.
Love sorry,
you.
Dad.
Okay.
Jeans Man's the kind of guy that would go down on you in your period.
Totally.
Whatever.
We love you.
Oh, okay. So, my dad is a lady gang avid listener.
Yes, he is.
Even after I've talked about all the different things, sharding, blowjobs, all the things, he still listens on his walks by the river. Swear to God. So he texts me this week, and he says, I've come up with a lady gang dictionary word.
Yes!
I mean,
thanks, he came up with one? We just find them.
He came up with it.
Yes.
2 of them. He said, I was inspired by last week's episode.
Oh, no.
... Tampnesia. Kelty suffered from tampnesia. As we all do sometimes. Sometimes I put one in and I go a couple hours and I put another in because I forgot there's already one in there.
Can I get a round of applause if anyone can relate? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Father Tobin. His second one, not as exciting, but still very impressive. My good week a few weeks ago was about the girl who had sex with her postmate. That came from my friend Sammy, who's here. Hey, Sammy. My dad said,
It's called post-mating.
Wait.
Woo!
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Post-mating is incredible.
My mind is blown.
I'm speechless.
Isn't it so good?
Don't you want to do some post-mating tonight, Jack?
Probably not.
Okay.
So well, I'm on my period, so I can't.
You're also married.
I'm married. Because I can't.
So I can't. Okay. Bad week?
Bad week. I can. This might be a little long because you need a backstory, and we're live, and she can't stab me for going over.
Oh, I thought you pointed to me.
No. This one. She can't hurt me. Okay, ready? So I'll talk quickly. I moved to LA 5 years ago, and every single woman was like, oh my God, you have to get to a Korean spa. I was like, what is this Korean spa I'm hearing about? I go to my Korean spa with a friend. I get there, and there's a bunch of old women sitting on turned-over buckets, totally naked. Like, they're doing things naked that you shouldn't even do in a dress. They're naked. And they're using a loofah. One loofah. Yeah. I was like, ooh, a communal loofah. Ooh. Then I realized this isn't the loofah they brought to share amongst friends. It's the loofah that the spa provides for anybody to use. Communal loofah. I was like, that's disgusting, but I'm not a quitter. I'm going to try a different Korean spa. So I've been going to this one for several years, and it really hasn't scared me away except for the staph infection that I got a couple weeks ago. Again, I'm resilient. I go again, and I, at this point, I'm so comfortable being naked. It's like I was never really like a naked person. But I wasn't a never nude, one of those people who, like, your sister's never even seen your areolas. That's weird. But I was not, like, stretching naked or, like, lounging naked.
I mean, bummer for you.
However, bummer now, I am so into being naked at these places. Like, I'll prop my leg up naked and just sit there. And I just love it because nobody even cares. Nobody cares. They're not even taking inventory of what's happening with my pubic hair. It's so good. Well, I take a shower with my friend Leah. She was a guest on the Lady Gang.
That's the only reason why she's famous, by the way. It's because she's been our guest.
Oh, Leah. Yeah. The girl that came, you know, Leah Michelle. Yeah, okay. So we're at the spa together, and we take a shower together. Picture that. And she's the toughest bitch I know. Nothing grosses her out. She'll go in a back alley if someone's promising her a foot massage, okay? So we're in the shower together, and I'm like, you know, lathering up, and she bends over to the big, like, Costco jug of shower gel, which I'm sure is, like, truck stop bathroom soap. And she leans over, and she pops her head up, and it's, like, a look I've never seen on this girl's face before. And she goes, whatever you do, don't look behind the shower gel. So, of course, I look behind the shower gel. Tampon. Tampon. The question that follows this, when I've told this story about twice now, is, was it used?
Obviously.
I don't know. It was a tampon, not an applicator, and it didn't fall out of somebody's handbag. That's in a shower. The handbag it fell out of was her vagina. But I'm going to go back. Because it's great there.
All right. Jack, would you like to introduce our new segment that we're introducing for the first time to our superfans at the Lady Hang?
So when we were talking about today's episode...
It is an episode for people listening.
We wanted to do something special for you guys.
Yes.
And we know you're all amazing.
And you love us.
Amazing iTunes reviews for us. But there are some trolls out there that have written some shitty fucking reviews, and we're going to
like
read...
Like Eloise. Do you guys remember Eloise? She's probably here.
Eloise,
if
you're here.
She's probably a fan now.
So this segment is called...
It's called Later Haters.
Later
which,
Haters.
By the way, we've also realized that like everything we do is like some pun.
It's a pun.
And at some point, we're just going to have our own Lady Gang language that nobody's going to understand.
Yeah. Except
everything
guys.
Is... Something else.
Okay, so yes. We've prepared five. We're each going to read one in our segment called
Later
Haters.
We have not read these.
We haven't read them. Elena prepared them. Take whatever one you want. Oh, Jack goes for the... Are you going to be able to see Jack?
No.
Okay, I'll read yours for you.
I can try.
Okay. Becca, you want to go first?
Yeah, mine's so short.
Okay, hold on.
I'm kind of upset. Something about us killing her brain cells. Who cares?
Okay, hold on. Take that one.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll go.
Okay.
Where does it start? Oh, this is long.
Okay. There's some on the back, too.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
Okay. This is from... Can I say who it's from?
Yes.
Sasha VVV.
Bitch.
These women are delusional, 30-something high school mean girls. You get yeast infections and UTIs more than anyone I've ever heard of.
I don't like mine.
Now she's batching our hygiene.
Also, I am not a 30-something.
Yeah.
I'm 30.
You are 30-something now, Jack. I hate to tell you.
I'm 30.
Being 30 is 30-something. It's 30-0.
Okay.
Is there
more?
I'm not done.
I'm not done.
Oh, there's more. Okay, more than I've ever heard. Seriously, one of them has a yeast infection / UTI that they talk about every other episode.
I think that was me.
They chomp their food into the microphone, and Jack, like what, that's not your real name, Jack,
whoever that bitch is,
has the worst Muppet laugh. They have a super secret Facebook group that isn't remotely secret because you can find it by searching Facebook in this group. That's true. It's not that secret.
We never said it was secret.
Sasha, you're right. We do call it secret. It's not.
Whatever.
When you disagree with a moderator, for those of you who don't know, because I didn't, get ready to be kicked the hell out of the group.
Obviously, bye, girl. This was one of the girls that probably got kicked out and burned her lady.
Wait, mine is so good. Can I go?
Go, I'll go.
Go. Time. Thank you, Sasha.
Kalia. The title is horrible. If I could give 0 stars, I would. All 3 of them are so far up their asses, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Would not recommend to anyone.
It oh is God, wait, true. Kelsey did just hold up an Us Weekly of herself.
And to piggyback on that one.
Okay, last
this
one.
This is from Nick Brenson. Boy?
A boy.
Subject, I want my time back. Review is...
Exactly.
The first few months of this podcast was great, and then it turned into a nonstop self-promotion BS-a-thon. I'm so sick of these rich chicks talking about being... fake rich. Shut up. You're rich. One of you is on TV. One of you is an uber successful TV show. And this is my favorite. One has a 0% unique merchandise brand being peddled all over the place. Get over it. Peace out, losers.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Later, haters. Can I just say something for the
yes.
people that think we're rich?
We're not.
Elena bought these trees at Target for $60
secret.
And we're returning them after.
I hope no one works for Target.
Because we're not that rich.
Yes, yes.
All right. Are you ready? Are you guys ready for some prat back?
Prat daddy!
Now back to the lady gang.
Spencer! 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 You're over here!
I have prepared an introduction for you.
Oh, one of Kelsey's introductions.
Our guest today was calling the paparazzi on himself before
there
I
is.
Even knew how to call the paparazzi on myself.
They're outside.
A hummingbird connoisseur, the king of Snapchat, a top-rated Taylor Swift historian, the man who put crystals on the map long before Kim Kardashian and your weird friend who doesn't shower and lives in Silver Lake did. One half of the most notorious celebrity couple of all time, Spidey, and now a father to baby Gunna. Please welcome to the Lady Hang, the Lady Gang, the second most popular episode of all time in downloads, the Pratt Daddy himself,
Pratt Daddy! How does it feel?
I think I'm going to have a heart attack. I don't know if it's all the espresso or the good energy, but I feel really good right now. Oh my
so,
God bless all of you.
Instead of doing an interview about Spencer, because you can read everything about him in the People exclusive he sold last
No, I boycotted People.
Oh,
don't.
No more
people. They didn't include the miracle baby in the 2017 baby issues. They are over.
Yeah, they're over.
That's dead.
Nobody rude. By a people.
That's rude. We decided that we would do an episode with Spencer of allegedly what's a happening. I will be the moderator because I'm anal.
You like anal?
Our first topic. Our first topic is Lenny Kravitz has opened up about his infamous wardrobe malfunction in Sweden. Remember his pants ripped and his penis came out?
Yes.
And he said
gift.
It was a little cold. He wished he would have had time to warm him up.
Wait, who is he? Is the picture of his actual dick available?
Yes. Yes.
I feel like it was big. Was
There's
it
like
not?
A boomerang of it, and it's like, boop, boop, boop.
But it's amazing.
Where am I?
I thought I'd start with something easy. Have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction?
No, but yeah.
Do you want to right now?
No, I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
Are you thinking about it for your next photo opportunity with Spides?
I'm desperate, but not at that level yet. I won't rule it out, but maybe in the future.
Okay, I have a question. Sorry, Kelty. What is the number that would get you and Heidi to do a sex tape?
Yeah.
What's the number?
What's your price?
We're raising it today.
Oh, well, Heidi wouldn't be down, but I think I would lowball it, whatever. You know, I need money for a baby's college, okay? Son needs to go to
so
good
you're saying
school.
Like $5?
College tuition budget, you know, like, okay. Ivy, like Ivy League school, 4 years.
Naturally.
So, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And then I'll be like, son, I'm sorry. I wanted you to go to Harvard.
And it was the only way you could get there.
Yeah,
you'll appreciate it one day.
I have sold a lot of crystals, some, but it's not happening. You are going to public school.
Public school.
Such a shame. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are getting married. Becca hates it so much. Oh.
Is this the news?
I'm so
this
bored is with British royalty. Like, I'm so bored. Those girls, there's no sparkle in their eyes. They're so Ann Taylor conservative.
Oh, yeah, they have to be.
That's like their soul was sucked from their vagina the moment. I love them, though.
I'm going to have to disagree. I want more royal content. And
you do?
Meghan is a damn American hero. So, yes, I would like more photo ops at the palace. Preferably, like, poolside is what I'm looking
for. No, they're
for.
Never going to do that. They give you, like, midi skirts and, like,
Harry's
pencil.
Harry's the future. Harry and Meghan are going to change everything.
They're going to change everything. Thank
but
you,
wait, wait.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not a duchess. I'm not over here cheering for the duchess. Like, Kate and her sister Pippa, they can go. But Meghan, Meghan, our new royal, she is
just
everything
wait.
I dreamed of.
Yeah, yeah they're just pretty good.
She it used to hold a box with a number on it, okay? And now she's going to be living in a palace.
She's literally
she is the American,
American
dream.
Dream.
I
American
love you, Meghan.
You can be a princess, too.
Let me just so tell you, a year ago, Meghan announced her collection with Reitmans in Canada. Wait, where are the people that came from Canada?
Yes.
Traveled from Canada, got a shady Airbnb. Last night I was texting
oh my God,
them. I was
so
like,
sad.
I feel like you're going to get like harassed. I need to get you a hotel on Lady Gang. Thank you for coming from
Did
Canada.
Did you guys get a new Airbnb?
No, they got a hotel. They're fine.
Oh, okay. So you showered.
Anyway.
You're not stinking up.
Reitmans. Yes or no? Reitmans is kind of shitty. So Meghan Markle had a clothing collab with, like, Rainbow. Okay?
Like a TJ Maxx?
And now she's going to be the goddamn princess.
Good for her.
She's not going to be a princess, okay?
She's a duchess, right, or something?
It's a duchess.
She's
everybody settle down, okay?
Becca's
pissed about this.
I'm pissed because, I mean, I'm just pissed.
Next topic.
Who knew you could be on, like, some random TV show and be a royal?
I know. I feel
Suits is great.
Who's seen Suits, real talk?
No. I have. It's actually a very good show.
Five people. Yeah. Next topic.
I'm tuning in now because I love her.
There is now a scientific reason why guys are so annoying when they're sick. Bad news, ladies. When your man gets the same bug as you and he's super sick and whiny and he's more of a little bitch than you were, he might actually be suffering more. But the good news, it's because men's immune systems are naturally weaker than ours.
Yeah, I would agree. I whine way more than Heidi. Heidi doesn't even whine. I'm always like, wow, I'm the biggest baby ever. And shout out to moms. That's the next level.
How was that?
Oh, now I like look at women who have had babies. I'm like, oh my, superhero, real talk.
You look at moms a different way.
How, like, nobody talks about pumping and that process of like having your breasts like pumped all day long. Like, that does not look chill. So, we are definitely big babies. I back
But
that.
Like, when you get a cold, it's so bad.
Oh, no.
Chicken like, poor
soup.
You.
Sunny more soup.
I have a question. Were you there seeing the exit of your son?
So I was, for years, my whole life, I've covered my eyes at school. I was like, I don't want to see any of that. I've never seen it in any of the videos, any of the YouTube. And I was like, I'm not seeing this. And as I'm there, all of a sudden, I get straight punked by the nurse. Look at your son! Look at your son now! He's coming out like, ah! Ah! And I looked, I was like, ah! This is why I didn't look! This is why I didn't look! No! So, yes, I saw, and I know why I never looked. It's the gnarliest thing on the
Wait, I side. Have,
I'm shocked that
what's it called?
When the...
I don't right? know, I just saw...
Did she poop?
But you know, no, you could
it.
Have...
I didn't see any fecal matter.
Sometimes people poop when they get
a lot of people
I would
poop.
Be pooping, I would be pooping, peeing, ever throwing up. Everything would come out of me because that is the gnarliest thing on
I'm just
earth.
Shocked that you did not Snapchat it like DJ Khaled.
Well, Us Weekly
he's getting paid
for the cover, y'all.
Oh,
yeah. I need that cover
Gotta
money.
Gotta get that money.
Spencer, I was disappointed.
Wait. I did snap the whole thing emotionally and downloaded to Camera Roll. So I like have.
Wait,
whole,
emotionally, like you actually did like, it? Like
no,
on
yeah,
himself?
I snapped everything and just kept downloading them to my camera because I was.
I don't know if
so,
you like you emotionally snapped.
Like I needed the feeling of snapping process.
Has Heidi watched that?
It was
that?
Soothing. She has, and she cries.
Aww.
Because I'm playing like trap music, and she's like, "Why were you doing that?"
Also,
I wanted Christian music, and you have 21 Savage.
Nice.
Next topic. The Backstreet Boys' debut album is 20 years old.
Ooh.
Thank you. Backstreet Forever. Put up your hands if you're a Backstreet. That's disappointing. Put up your hands if you're an NSYNC. That's disappointing. Put up your hands if you're a 98 Degrees.
Ew.
Woo!
Ew.
What? We
you
have
are?
More?
Yeah.
You look 98 Degrees
well, I guess
better.
As newlyweds, I'm definitely Nick
yes,
Lachey.
Yes, right?
So, yes.
Newlyweds was freaking
Name
great.
Five 98 Degrees songs.
So.
Becca Tobin, what do you want to say?
It doesn't matter.
There's like nobody knows any 98 Degrees songs.
I can't name one 98 Degrees song.
Give me one more night on a noche.
Was that 98 Degrees?
It's the hardest thing I'll ever have to do.
All right, let's move
really?
On.
Really? My one girl? You're not even going to sing along? It's not okay. Disappointing.
All
okay.
I ever thought when I watched Newlyweds was two things. One, Jessica Simpson has the most beautiful non-makeup face that's out there, right?
She's so beautiful.
Pretty.
And number two, she loved that multicolored Louis Vuitton bag more than anybody. Anybody.
I was always just like, oh my God, if Joe Simpson was my father-in-law, this marriage would not work out. And it did not work out.
No, it did not.
So...
Bummer.
Wait,
did he manage her?
Yes.
Yes, and Ashley, and what's that other guy's name? Ryan Cabrera.
Cabrera.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pop culture.
I like you.
I often see Ryan Cabrera in the nightlife scene.
I met him in the nightlife scene, and I thought it was the coolest
person. Have you dated Ryan Cabrera?
No, but once I saw him at a concert, and I had sharpied a treble clef onto my arm, and he thought it was a really nice tattoo that I had.
Wow. This is why Jack is single, everyone. Next
topic.
I don't
date Ryan Cabrera.
I mean, don't date Ryan Cabrera. He's gross, but okay.
It's disgusting.
John Stamos is having a baby.
How old is he?
I have some beef.
54.
I have beef.
Yeah, because he's coming for your Hallmark channel. I'm pissed too. Back off, John.
That's true.
Okay?
That's
okay?
True.
There's only one superstar allowed on the network.
Superstar Becca Tobin.
Yeah, hot.
I just want to say I wasn't on the network. I was on the sister network.
Yeah. Even better.
Yeah, even better.
Or worse.
It's worse. That movie was incredible.
Oh, A Song for Christmas.
I didn't even
deserves
pay you to
an
say
Oscar.
That.
We loved it, and I hate most Christmas movies.
Thank you. Yeah.
You
Thank
saved
you.
The tree lot with
I
your
did.
Performance.
I did. I sure did. I can't believe you watched it.
Okay, wait, but are we going to talk about John Stamos?
Yeah,
he's having a baby.
Oh, yeah, we're trying to get the haters because all you do is self-promote, talk about yourselves, blah, blah.
Yeah, talk about John Stamos, Spencer.
Sorry. Isn't his girl, fiance, like 20?
Five.
What?
Five.
She's beautiful, though.
No,
here's the thing. They bonded over Disneyland.
Ugh.
Are there any adults out here who love Disney?
We're not saying we're going to kick you out, but you're probably kicked out.
I apologize in advance for a future episode that may come out about this.
But also, let me just give you some, you know, life guidelines. Next time someone asks that question, raise your hand in your heart. Just on the inside.
And not physically.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, I have no thoughts on John Stamos.
Wasn't John Stamos the one that had the entrance to that weird, like, culty New Orleans?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's in the Club 31. Yeah.
I don't think it's a
33.
You guys.
Has anybody been there? Is this a, like,
you guys?
It's not a cult. It's just a restaurant.
It's a cult.
It's a restaurant.
It's liquor. It's dope. Okay.
Hold on. I'm sorry. This is getting out of control. This is getting out of control. Back to the show.
She's freaking out.
Sorry. I'm stressing out.
Look at your watch.
Kris Jenner. Kris Jenner. You know her?
No.
I wish Kris Jenner was my mom. Sorry, Sheila. She bought a house across the street from Kim and Kanye for just $10 million. Would you want your mother-in-law to live directly across the street from you?
Mother or mother-in-law?
No, either
wait,
one.
Wait, is my mother-in-law Kris Jenner? Because hell yeah. Because she be bringing over Birkin bags and shit. Like, hey, Mom, you got another Birkin bag for me?
She's going to bring over a camera to do a nice sex tape for you.
She's definitely bringing over a People magazine cover.
I am down with Kris Jenner living across the street from me, definitely.
But what about?
Darlene. Shout out, Darlene. She's great in Colorado right now.
Yeah.
I think that's probably good for us.
She's doing good a few states away.
Becca?
My mother-in-law or Kris Jenner?
Kris Jenner.
Kris Jenner? Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't be here. I'd be like on a yacht.
You definitely would not be returning these trees after this.
Yeah, no.
She would have got those trees.
Sponsored on Instagram.
I would have bought a Target tree for everyone here.
I'd be like Oprah.
Everybody gets a tree.
It's true. Everybody gets a tree.
Yeah.
Okay. Next topic. The movie Titanic is turning 20 this year also. My heart will go on. Now, Leo, would you or wouldn't you?
In Titanic?
Yeah, Titanic, Leo.
Yeah, okay, Titanic and Romeo and Juliet Leo are the best Leos before he got puffy.
Before he got puffy. Leo now is a no-go.
No, he's puffy.
Yeah.
Did you say he's heavy?
Puffy.
Puffy.
Oh, puffy.
Becca? Would you or wouldn't you?
I agree with Romeo and Juliet Leo. He was way doper in that. I never got the whole Titanic.
Oh, he's so hot, though.
It was just like, eh.
That was his breakout role. That's where everybody fell in love
with
him.
Well, Romeo and Juliet, he was straight gang shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bad boy. He was a bad boy in the Titanic, too.
Was he?
Nah, he's like,
no, he was just like, poor in Titanic.
He was stealing, like, stealing pocket watches.
Whatever.
No, Leo never, ever, never.
Rose
never.
Had it wrong, honestly.
She should
have. Oh, she wanted to drown.
Rose.
Like, just let me drown. I'm good.
She lived.
She lived?
There was room for two people.
Oh, that's the whole
There was room
of
for
movie.
Two. Spoiler alert.
Like I said, I missed that one.
Okay. Our last allegedly what's a happening.
Oh, no.
This is important, everyone. Beyonce's pregnancy announcement is the most like Instagram of 2017.
Why are you even doing this?
No. I'm telling you because... First of all, it was on Elite Daily, which I usually steal What's a Happening advice from. And also, I'm excited for her. It was a beautiful pregnancy announcement. And we know that, Becca, when you're pregnant, which is going to be soon, we're going to work on your announcement being better.
I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
I love how you have to prove it.
Did you think it was over the top, or did you like it?
Did I what?
Are we talking about the picture with the
announcement, when she's in the flower? She was similar to the Lady Gang, step and repeat.
The Spidey photo pregnancy was so good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Who creative directed?
This, shout out this Russian lady. I just came out of nowhere with that magic. I was like,
wow. How did you find her?
I feel like she found us. I had no idea it would turn out so beautiful. I was very suspicious with her accent and everything. I was like, are you stealing our credit card numbers? What's going on here? But speaking of Beyonce, I don't come for me Bayhive or whatever, but I am so emotional about what Jay-Z did to Bay that it's hard for, like, I missed the announcement because I'm still, like, in the elevator with Solange, like, yep. Beat his ass, girl, like, yeah. You know, like, I'm sorry. I know they, like, worked it out and she wrote an album about it and has songs, but to me it's like, no, he should have been beat up really bad by Solange.
And fucking kicked to the curb.
Did we ever discuss how Beyonce in that elevator video was like
so chill? She was like, because she probably knew that she was being filmed, and it's just like, I'm gonna stand here in the background. While
it was a setup. She was like, get him now.
Yeah.
She hit the emergency button, like door closed, key locked, get him, sis. You know, like 100%. That was a setup.
Yeah, that was it.
And she was like, and it's filmed, bitch. What do you think, TMZ got the video? Beyonce sent that in so
She sent
fast.
That in herself.
That night. It's like,
she got paid. I will say that I was, you know, because I am famous, I was at that Met Gala.
Damn.
As a reporter behind like a 7-inch hedge. Anyway, I was like, Beyonce. Anyway, but I will say she was like 2 hours late. Like everyone, including Rihanna in that giant, ridiculous, like yellow fur coat thing, had already arrived and gone in and left. And then we were all just sitting there like waiting on Beyonce. So, you know, maybe Beyonce should be on time. That's
no,
all I'm saying.
No.
Her
timeliness
matters.
They were plotting. They were at the hotel like, okay, after the party, we're going to go in the elevator and you're going to get him, sis. That's why
also,
she's late.
Kelty, I'm sorry. With the little fame you have now, you take some liberties, no?
What?
Oh, are you late to Lady Gang?
I feel like,
now?
Oh, never late to a Lady Gang.
She's got that
but never.
There are some people, when they get famous, they're like, I'm Beyonce. I can be 2 hours late to the Met Gala.
Correct.
In about 5 years, when you are
famous,
you'll be late everywhere.
I would never be late for anything.
I don't think she will ever be late.
You guys
late
were getting
anywhere.
Ready at my house. You heard me tell Chris we had 16 minutes before we had to leave.
It took 4 minutes.
It took to 4 minutes
here.
To get here.
He was like, babe, it's going to take you 12 minutes to get there, and there's a yoga class in there before, so you're not going to be able to go in. Anyway, whatever.
I just move on to our next segment, which is for y'all. Wait, where are giveaways?
Where are the lady?
Oh, shit.
Time for the trivia. Where are the lady boxes? Oh, first thing.
Well, first thing's not a
first
lady box.
First up is a gift pack from Graphique.
Who's saying these questions?
Becca has the questions. Yeah. Jack has the names. We're going to call it your name. Spencer is going to walk down there, and he is going to give you his mic, and you're going to answer questions about the lady gang to
Thanks
win
for your
stuff.
Work, Spencer.
Come on, Spencer. Let me just give a little disclaimer here. So yesterday, this whole week, really, Elena, the lady gang, like the backbone
Where are you, Elena?
Of the lady
Where is
gang.
She?
She's out setting something
she's
up,
out
I'm sure.
Doing whatever she's doing.
We love her. Saving the world. She and I and Jack yesterday, blood, sweat, and tears to make that lady gang step and repeat.
You better take a fucking picture behind it. Because
we
I have a blood
stapled
poster.
All those pine needles onto that plywood yep. for you. Okay? And I think it's pretty professional level. We gave Kelty one job.
Yep.
One job.
Yep.
To make a box.
Because I have a real job. Just P.S.
Oh! It's true. I have all the time.
But Kelty sends us a picture of this, like, enter yourself to win box. It looks like a murderer made it.
I actually thought you had a rat in there.
Stabbed pens in.
What is this?
And just maybe, like, haphazardly, like...
So I'm
it's
sorry.
Terrible. It's terrible.
She sorry set the wrong to... tone for you, and we're really sorry.
It's fancy as...
It's okay. Not. It's not.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway, let's get to it. Trivia time.
I'm pulling out...
I'll be the Vanna.
We hope you listen,
Spencer,
because...
Spencer. Go. You just pull a name. But he's going to pull the
Kelsey,
name.
Where's the questions?
Okay.
Becca has the questions like I told you in the green room,
Does
Jack.
That say Bria?
I wasn't listening.
You didn't tell anything.
Bria.
Bria.
No, Brit.
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 Brit. You guys didn't put your last names on here.
Am I going with the mic?
Yes. Britt.
Also,
B-R-I-T-T. Wait, is it you? Did you fill out your name? Woo!
Yeah, Britt.
Wait, Brittany's actually a friend of mine.
Come up here. I think it'll be easier.
But she's listened to every episode of The Lady Gang.
Okay. Here we go.
This is so exciting.
Are you ready?
I'm so nervous.
Trivia. What was our first Lady Gang guest?
I'm out of order.
You can phone a friend.
Can I phone a friend?
One friend.
Wait, I'm two conflicting rules. Phone a friend.
Whisper it into her ear, Sabrina.
Oh.
Allie Fedotowsky, The Bachelorette.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Thank you!
Okay. Number two.
Yeah. Oh, that's shady.
Spencer, please read the name.
Can you not read it?
I can't read.
Oh, you set me up with this name.
I'm sending you every name.
Excuse me if I said this wrong. Sierta?
Oh, RBIP.
Oh, God.
Okay, who did Jack and Becca both fangirl and lose their minds over?
Oh. Can I phone a friend?
Phone one friend.
One friend.
Whispers.
Oh, Nico Tortorella.
Yes! Tortellini! Nico Tortellini.
Should I do this one? The Texas one?
Jane, yes. Finn.
Right?
Yeah!
Here we go.
Under what condition do you text a guy first?
Is that a trick question?
Yeah.
Depending how you look at
no.
it.
No. Can I phone a friend?
Never.
Yes, girl. Never. Never.
You never phone your friend first. Congratulations. Okay, let's go back up.
Wait, whose mic is this? What? That's the wireless mic for this purpose.
No, not use at all.
Never phone.
Hello.
Never text a guy first, okay?
Never.
I know some of you guys are sitting there with your cell phones in your hands, and you're like, oh, my God, I met this guy last night, and we got so drunk, and we had, like, the best time ever. I feel like it was a real connection. Let me just shoot him a text.
Literally, I have done this so many times, it always ends up in disaster.
You let him text you first. Even if he doesn't have your number, he will find it.
That's true. Heidi actually changed her phone number on me, and I had to do serious research to get
it. And you found it?
And I found it.
Spencer, we have a gift for you.
Spencer,
oh my
open
God.
It.
Open it.
Open it.
I know we're on a time schedule. Don't need to get mad. No matter what.
Okay.
Go get mad at me.
Are you going to have to sage this?
Open it up. Oh. Don't break it.
Boom! We got a Hummer Christmas tree ornament. Yeah. It looks just like Tiki, actually, with a little
red. That's iconic.
What?
Yeah. Amazon.com. It can be yours. $9.99.
Thank you very much. This will get hung on the tree.
Thank you. Perfect. Okay, now it's time for
Ask the Lady Gang.
Hey, ladies!
Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, Spencer, you know the deal. You've answered questions with us.
We give
before.
Advice.
Oh,
you've
advice.
Done it before.
Oh, yeah, I know what not to do.
Which this is going to work well
go.
For. Okay, first question from Ask the Lady Gang comes from...
Oops. Careful.
P.S., can I just tell you all that Jack's biggest worry this week was, will the font
be big enough?
For me to read.
You guys,
I have
a 4.5 prescription. I am almost legally blind, and I don't wear glasses or contacts, so this is a big thing.
Look at her. Look at her rising above.
I am rising.
And she was like, I don't want to wear glasses with my cape.
It doesn't go. It does not match. Okay, so I have a huge font.
We need a contact sponsor.
We did. We had Hubble.
We had Hubble, but they left.
Didn't they? Probably didn't like the tampon
story.
All right. Anyways, so Stephanie says,
I've only been in one long-distance relationship before, and I recently started a new regular-distance relationship. We've only made out so far, and he told me he won't do anything without my permission. I appreciate that, but now I feel like all the pressure is on me to decide when to take things to the next level. What do you guys think are the sexual sequence of events, and what is expected at each stage?
Let's talk about the stages. Stage one. Spencer?
I'm like, do you have a list of stages?
We're not going to go off of my schedule. That I feel like there's a rushed schedule. Are we doing like a normal schedule?
Yeah, normal schedule.
Does anybody work on a normal schedule?
I don't know. I haven't had a schedule in over 10 years, so I don't. Ooh. No, I'm just saying. Back in the day, things were different. Now you can like catch a case and all sorts of things. And there's a lot more STDs.
A case of what?
I mean, based off my hour of listening to you guys, I feel like there's a lot of your haters, so there's a lot of things you can catch now.
We didn't catch anything.
Oh, I heard.
Jack, are you? Since you're the single girl, you can't catch a UTI.
Jack got it.
You can't catch a UTI. Jack, how, what date is a makeout? Like four?
What?
I don't know. I'm married.
I have made out on 99% of my first dates. Because if not, then
And when do you have the sexual intercourse?
My father is here.
Oh. Okay. Hey, Dad.
We're getting some twos and threes.
How long do you guys have until date three? Date two? Oh, girl.
But I have a question. Is this your set rule, or is it that's...
Depending.
It depends. Sometimes... Day one? It depends on how good date one is.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's different every time.
Okay.
I feel like I should... We do what my mother told me to do, and it's never purchase a vehicle without test driving it.
I agree.
So I don't like having my time wasted.
Spencer's face right now is amazing.
I thought we were talking about they're just dating. Are we talking pre-marriage now here? I thought she just was going on a date with her.
She doesn't know how to progress sexually and what the right schedule
is. Because also because he said he wouldn't do anything without her permission, so she has to be the one that's initiating.
So when you feel like touching his penis, just touch his penis. I bet he's going to be okay.
You should probably touch his penis early to figure out what the penis
looks you have to
like.
Do the graze.
Yeah, you got
to
feel it over the pants.
Over the jeans.
Just go dancing. Dirty dancing.
Then you'll know. You'll know. Yeah, that's a nice way to, it's circumventing the problem.
Okay, I'm freaking out. Driving. Jack, next question.
She's freaking out.
Please. Oh, my God. I'm so hot.
I feel like we're very much on time, by the way.
We are very much on time.
How are we doing
because
of me?
Are the yoga classes, kicking us out?
Yes.
Talk faster.
This is Vinyasa Flow in 20 minutes.
You guys can all stay.
Everybody getting down dog. Okay. Next question comes from Anonymous McGee. Lovely. She says, on behalf of a friend, she's on a dating website, and this guy she met on that said that he was looking for a relationship. Everything was great. They met, they connected, except she creeped him on Facebook and he had already been in a relationship on Facebook with his girlfriend's name attached to it. So this is a joint Facebook account, which is weird to begin with.
Would Spidey do that?
No. No,
do you guys have
a joint
Facebook?
No,
you
guys, we don't even have a page together.
Spencer's in the Lady Gang Facebook group as his own entity, by the way.
Yeah, we know that.
Wait, what did I do?
You're in the Facebook group.
Oh,
you're in the
Lady Gang Facebook group.
Yeah.
I will say that my timeline is now just Lady Gang stories. I'm
be.
I know more about these women than any of my own friends, actually.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, no, not you guys, actually.
These guys.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm glad
besties.
Everyone asks when they want to change a hair cut. what do you guys think? I'm I don't know. I hadn't thought about it, actually.
Literally have not thought about it at all.
Well, ever. Now that we're looking at your hair, it looks great.
Maybe an auburn with some highlights.
I would like that.
Can I please get a round of applause for Spencer Pratt? Guys,
I'm going to ask the question here with Spencer because I've gotten in many a bar fight, not a bar, I haven't seen a bar in years, but many an argument about the Spidey come up.
Yeah.
Like,
did we create Spidey 2.0?
Did we?
Well, what is this? What is the shirt say?
I don't want to get murdered by, there's
excuse me, what does your shirt say?
Make Spidey famous.
Spidey is happening.
Make Spidey famous again, because I'm trying to be famous, not happen, but thank you for that.
Did we launch your reboot?
I will say yes. I'll take all fame, so I'm not going to.
But are we responsible?
Saying yes?
I'm going to go off my own ego and be like, yo, I've been out here Snapchatting like a gangster for 3 years, but, you know.
I think Spencer, honestly, I'm surprised sometimes that we didn't get married. Hold my hand.
Oh, my gosh. Kelty.
Hold my hand, Kelty, Spencer.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Spencer, hold my hand.
You're making me uncomfortable.
You guys, we're the same.
She's really, her body temperature is very hot. She's not lying.
Okay, next question.
We have to finish the question.
Wait, did we even answer that question?
Here's a little Aven spray for you. Just a little.
Isn't it Evian, by the way?
No, it's Aven. It's French.
Aven?
Evian is just water, actually. That's thermal spring water.
Watch the mic. We don't own these.
Listen, if your man is attached to another Facebook, get rid of that man. He's not your man.
Yeah.
Wait, am I finishing this question?
No, we're next one, Jack. Next one.
Okay.
Moving on. Because we listen, you guys know we give the worst advice. That's part of our shtick. We might not actually ever get to the point where we give advice.
We
just
never
talk
do.
About ourselves.
No, anyways, so last question comes from Amber. And we'll talk about ourselves during this one, too. Amber says, I'm currently going through a divorce. My husband and I were together for 12 years and married for 8. Mm. We have 2 little boys, 5 and under, together. I found out my husband was having a full-blown affair for months.
Wow, why are we going dark today?
I don't know, Kelty.
Whoa, who picked these?
Kelty? When I found out, he took off out of state where this woman lives, and I filed for divorce and
Kill
had
him.
His ass served.
Here's he my should question. Slip in the shower accidentally.
On a razor.
Oh, he died in the shower.
He accidentally got poisoned
Spencer,
at Chipotle.
We can't have murder on the podcast.
No,
this
I said.
That's our different podcast.
I said he slipped, okay?
He slipped.
Okay, you guys.
There was just lube all over the shower floor.
Okay,
but hold on. Oh, can I just take a minute? Is shower sex good?
Yes.
No.
What?
Not
it's
if you're
not
standing
that good.
Under the water.
I'm always, like, bent over with, like, my hair running this way. And it going, the water going up my nose.
I feel it's like,
can I
know?
Can we go to my feather
to
waterboard bed?
You then.
Please.
Better
shower.
You am I going to shower this question?
Finish it, Jack.
Okay.
It depends on the height ratio to answer your question.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you and Zach probably not fun.
You should get full custody of those 2 kids. That's my
No, that's not the question. This turns around and it's not that dark. Okay. We should have edited this anyways.
I did edit it, Jack.
Amber says, here's my question. How do I start dating again? I literally don't know how to date, and I'm scared that no one would want to date a 32-year-old divorced mom of 2 young boys. I'm in shape and don't have a mom bod, so that's not the issue, but I'm not looking for random sex. Help.
I don't know.
I would say just be honest.
One of my buddies who I would never think would date a divorced woman with 3 kids was just dating her, and I was like, wow, so anything's possible. That's what I would go with.
Tobin?
I think that confidence when you're dating is key, and you can really like self sabotage if you go into something thinking you're not worthy. I hate that I'm getting so deep right now. You have to believe that you are worthy, and just because you have an asshole ex-husband and 2 probably amazing children, you are very much worthy. And I think you have to go into a date and you have to give yourself those weird pep talks we all give ourselves. Because if you don't believe you're a catch, then nobody else is going to believe you're a catch. And much less desirable people find love. I mean, look at me.
Becca, did you literally just give us a mirror message? So
hell has officially frozen over.
I think it's my Spanx. They're soaking wet. You're so sucked in that just inspiration came out of you?
Yeah. That's how you got to get it out of there.
No, but it's true, because here's the thing. If I could go back to all my 20-year-old relationships with the confidence I have now of being on page 3 of Us Weekly, I would slay, but it's like, you know when you get sucked into that, like, just pathetic of, like, I'm going to stay up all night just in case he texts so I can text back and then, like, possibly send him a picture of my vagina? Like, don't do that! You know? Like, just be powerful now.
I'm wasted.
I can tell in your eyes.
I can't wait to have Chris have sex with me while I have a tampon in and then stay inside me for like 3 days. Sorry. My bad. He's so mad at me right now because he just gave me the talking of, like, if you can't tell me and you can't tell the head of CBS, don't tell the lady gang. I'm literally nodding at the back. I see you. I'm done for this episode. Goodbye.
Are we done? Is that it?
Okay. Before we wrap up and I go put my underwear underneath a hand dryer in a bathroom, thank you so much to Found Cosmetics. How awesome are they? They're standing outside giving you a beautiful makeover. They're in our lady box. We're such huge fans of the brand, and we just love the support that they give. But more than anything, we love you guys for spending money, to do this.
No, it's insane.
It's crazy, and we love this gang. You guys are responsible for creating it. You know, we're just like the court jesters, so thank you so much.
We love you. And thank you to Pratt
and
Daddy.
Thank you for Pratt Daddy. Pratt Daddy! Also, please follow us on Instagram at the Lady Gang at Kilty. At Becca, and Jack Vanek, at the Lady Gang, at Spencer Pratt.
And don't forget to go and subscribe on iTunes and leave a really nice comment so that these haters, are not even there because there's so many positive.
Let's take a picture. So we can be in.
Are you sold out of crystals yet?
Oh, no. I will be slanging rocks after the show.
Let's sell out the crystals.
Please buy a lady box. We made too many.
No, we didn't.
Bye. Wait. Bye. We didn't. But they're for sale. See you next Tuesday. Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.